Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Would we find any classified documents there?
No, you wouldn't. And it is a real problem that these documents are somewhere they shouldn't be.
That's how carefully we review these documents, to think that any of them ended up in boxes, in storage, one place or the other, is just unacceptable.
Any specifics to Department of Justice, any specifics to this particular legal matter, I would refer you to Department of Justice.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming. Your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. New Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. And hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thank you for being with us. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program today, yesterday we were highlighting an exchange with Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the media mob as to why he says no to Swalwell with his girlfriend Fang Fang and the congenital liar Adam Schiff being on the House Intel Committee. This is what he said.
You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with these, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on Intel because it goes to the national security of America. And I will always put them first, all right? And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on Intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy.
Ouch. And then the issue, well, he said that Congressman Santos, he's not on the Intel Committee either. Anyway, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is with us. I actually thought that was maybe the best moment in Kevin McCarthy's life yesterday.
Well, I thought it was clear the way he came back as a reporter and that he was not going to be bullied. And I think in that sense, I just had some friends actually a few minutes ago say to me how impressed they were that he sort of took control of the press conference and went straight at him. And, of course, he has the great advantage that all the facts are on his side. Schiff is a congenital liar. The idea that Swalwell would be allowed to be on the Intelligence Committee, having had that relationship with the Chinese communist woman, is just nuts. But then on the other hand, you have a Democratic Party which thinks it's fine for Hunter Biden to be hanging out with secret documents while fixing his dad's Corvette. I mean, this is a party totally out of touch with reality.
Let me ask you, Merrick Garland and Chris Wray held a joint presser earlier today, but they refused to answer any questions about the Biden document and top secret classified information scandal. But they did leak to reporters that, well, if Joe Biden didn't cooperate, then they would have gone for a subpoena. The same people that were bragging, both of them, that they personally authorized the raid at Mar-a-Lago. But here's the problem, as I see it, Mr. Speaker, correct me if I'm wrong, is we know that the FBI had already been in the room at Mar-a-Lago where the classified information was stored. They had unfettered access. They saw it with their own eyes. They didn't take it when they were voluntarily allowed there and had the access. They never asked for it. They only asked that a padlock be put on the door after the fact. That was complied with, and then they just raided Mar-a-Lago. They've yet to even search Biden's Rehoboth Beach house, and I think the double standard is very obvious here. On top of that, you know, well, they're saying, well, Joe Biden cooperated. We know that my sources are telling me Donald Trump is also, after the raid, hired a private company to go through all of his properties, room by room, every crevice, every inch of the property, to make sure that there weren't other remaining documents that might have gotten put into boxes that he didn't himself look at, and offered the DOJ and the FBI an opportunity to go along with them, and they declined. So that, again, is a double standard.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think that to suggest we're dealing with a double standard is to underestimate how corrupt the system is. They have a single standard. Does it help the left? If it helps the left, they cover up, they ignore, they avoid. If it hurts the conservative movement, they do everything they can to make it painful and to make it embarrassing. So it's a very single standard. What you have is a corrupt attorney general, a corrupt head of the FBI, a corrupt senior FBI community. Let me give you an example. I talk about exploring things. There are 1,875 boxes of documents at the University of Delaware in a Biden center, which have not been gone through at all. To the best of my knowledge, they have not gone through any of Hunter Biden's residence or residences. In the case of the Delaware Biden Center, we know nothing, zero, about who has funded it, how much money's involved, where it came from, or who it's been paid to. In the case of the UPenn Biden Center, which had the various secret documents, we know the Chinese communists put in a minimum of $51 million at the University of Pennsylvania. All of it is secret. And by the way, that center employed the current Secretary of State. And that center hosted a conference for congressional staff on how to work with the Chinese communists. So, I mean, I take all this as a very serious problem in national security, far beyond just the politics of what happened in Mar-a-Lago and what's happened with Biden at a family level. What you have is a corrupt family deliberately hiding from the American people. We have no idea how many different documents there are, who got them. The secret documents that were at the Biden Penn Center, where the Chinese had given so much money, we have no idea who saw those documents or why they happened to be there. I mean, what was the purpose of those documents being there? And the other thing, Sean, that I think is fascinating is, who told the lawyers where to look? How were these lawyers able to go find these things? I mean, somebody knew a lot more than we've been told so far.
And our understanding is aides were also looking, people that didn't have top security clearances. As it relates to the documents, in my opinion, and I think I'm going to be proven right on this, I think it's going to end up being a wash. I don't think there's going to be any fallout from it. If it didn't happen to Hillary Clinton, then no prosecutor would ever prosecute with James Comey in July of 2016. She was far worse than anybody in terms of the recklessness. And they even acknowledged at the time that it's likely foreign hostile regimes were had access to her servers that had top secret and classified information on it. But I do believe that the big issue for the Biden family is going to be money. And that is the money that they got from China, the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, the $5 million interest-free forgivable loan, the $100,000 shopping spree. I do believe Ukraine will come into play. Joe Biden never talked to his son about his foreign business dealings. We now know that's a lie. He leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor fired in 6 hours. A prosecutor that was investigating his son that told Good Morning America he had zero experience, but was paid millions. I think all of this now is going to become a very serious problem for Team Biden.
Oh, look, I think it's an enormous problem. And I think when the as the country comes to understand that you had literally over $51 million in Chinese communist money going into the University of Pennsylvania. And by the way, two of the top officials at the University of Pennsylvania are now the ambassador to Germany and the ambassador to Canada.
By the way, that number went up at $67
million. All right, I did not realize it. I will correct it from here on out. $67 million. Now, and remember what I just said. We know zero about the University of Delaware and where their money came from. And one of my goals this week is to get Chairman Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee to subpoena all the records of Penn and all the records of the University of Delaware, because we have a national security reason for wanting to know who was funneling money to a vice president of the United States as he was about to run for president of the United States. I mean, this is way beyond, are they sloppy? Did they cooperate? All the, you know, I tell people, not only do people not see the forest or the trees, we get sucked down into looking at the leaf. This individual leaf and that individual leaf. But the forest is pretty obvious. The forest is a Biden criminal family which routinely exploited his public position for money on a grand scale and which had relationships with Russia, Ukraine, and Communist China. And I think all of that raises very deep, very serious questions.
Oh, and there's a lot of them. Let me play something of Joe Biden early on when Ukraine was invaded by Putin and Russia about what he said regarding World War III and the escalation of conflicts there. Listen.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abram tanks to Ukraine.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Anyway, somebody tweeted it out and sent it to me. I think it was Laura Logan who tweeted it originally. But my point is, he said, if we send in offensive equipment, they're now sending in offensive equipment. Now, between that and the debt ceiling, which I want to talk to you about, I think partly it's a distraction from this mess that they've created for themselves in these committees. But my question is, I am angry as an American citizen to see billions of dollars going into Ukraine. Some of the money clearly was stolen as two top aides to Zelensky have been pushed aside. And my question is, how involved do we want to be? Because I don't see Europe contributing their fair share. And it's right in their backyard. And I'm tired of America bearing, you know, the weight of this conflict when it should be Western Europe doing it.
Well, I mean, let me say, first of all, I think it is a mess. I think it will remain a mess. I think the Europeans have gradually moved in the right direction. I think there will be probably over 200 German Leopard 2 tanks going into Ukraine. And I think in that sense, the American tanks are almost a symbolic gesture. In fact, there's one person said it probably would take a year to get them over there because of the incompetence of our own bureaucracies. But I do think we have a challenge, because I think if Russia wins this war, they will then be on the Polish border, and they will be emboldened, I think, on the three Baltic states, which are a part of Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, which are a part of NATO. And I think you don't quite know where it goes next. I am for doing what it takes to win in Ukraine, which doesn't mean I think we ought to throw money away, and it doesn't mean that I think that we ought to give up the pressure on our European allies to also participate. But I do think that finding a way to get enough weapons to them, the Ukrainians have proven pretty decisively for a year now, they're prepared to die for their country. And I think it's fairly disgraceful that both the Europeans and the Americans have been so slow.
It seems like they're not fighting to win it, but I'm almost out of time. I got to ask you real quick. What should be the one thing that all 222 Republicans in the House agree on with this debt ceiling fight? Democrats not negotiating. They're thinking Republicans won't unite. Real quick, your thoughts.
No, I think Republicans ought to unite and clearly say we want a responsible debt ceiling. And a responsible debt ceiling starts moving us towards a balanced budget. And we'll be glad to pass a responsible debt ceiling. And we'll be glad to negotiate with Joe Biden about it. But he's not going to get an irresponsible debt ceiling out of the House that refuses to start dealing with the deficit and with the scale to which that increases inflation and it increases interest payments on our children and grandchildren.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Speaker Gingrich, always great to have you, sir. We appreciate it, as always. Blazing here. We'll hit them when we get back. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. By the way, things we're waiting for. A videotape of Paul Pelosi's attack of the police cam. If you're not aware of the murder that took place, well, it looks like at least they're being charged with murder. Five cops are being charged with murder in Memphis. That videotape, I think we expect tomorrow night to be released. I'm told it's an hour long, and I'm told apparently it's very, very brutal. I don't know if that's the case, but I know that certainly it didn't end the right way, but when you have five cops and one defendant, how did this guy end up dead? It's going to raise a lot. Here we go again. It's going to raise a lot of questions. Anyway, we'll watch him for those two tapes to be released. When they are, we'll let you know. Congressman Jimenez will join us coming up at the top of the hour. Your calls are next, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Don't forget, last call, you can call into TV tonight if you are a lucky caller.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Anyway, so he asks a judicial nominee, Charnel Jukelgren of Spokane County Superior Court in Washington State. He starts asking basic questions, you know, a judge about our Constitution that she can't answer. Listen.
Judge on the far end. Tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does.
Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay. How about Article 2?
Neither is Article 2.
Okay. Do you know what purposivism is?
In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general and my 9 years serving as a judge, I was not faced with that precise question. We are the highest trial court in Washington state, so I'm frequently faced with issues that I'm not familiar with, and I thoroughly review the law, our research, and apply the law to the facts presented to me.
Well, you're going to be faced with it as a, if you're confirmed. I can assure you of that. Judge, on the far end, can you tell me what the independent state legislature theory is? I'm just asking you, not your opinion of what is it? It's before the Supreme Court now.
In my 12 years as a Washington State Assistant Attorney General, and
right.
That particular doctrine was not presented to me.
You can't make this up. You really can't. You know what this means, Linda? You can be a judge.
I am ready. I have some things I'd like to change immediately.
I have a better analogy. You know what you could be? You could be an NFL referee.
Okay, I'll take it easy, because that I'm learning a thing or two. I know it was a big Cincy game this weekend.
Big Cincy game. You know? Who did Cincy beat last week, do you know?
The other team that they played against.
The one they played against.
No, it was...
Have you figured out what crossing the plane means yet?
You run across the field to...
Katie, stop helping. Stop. Stop. I can
right
tell.
At her. I'm begging
what
her.
Do you do is stop, Katie. That's no help allowed.
I can't.
You don't, just say you don't know, just like the judge.
Okay.
All the years you've been a producer, you've never had
in
to.
In all
that.
My years of being on the planet, I have not come into contact with the phrase crossing the plane. I have crossed the street.
Crossing.
I have crossed the highway. I've crossed the field.
Never crossed the plane.
To score. To score. To
I'm
score.
I'm on a tarmac and I cross in front of a plane. That's
I try not to cross
plane.
In front of the plane because I don't want to get hit. But, you
well,
know.
If it's not moving, you can cross in front of the plane.
Yeah.
How many points do you get?
No, don't do this. Let's bash the judge because that's who we're talking about. Let's focus on her.
But it is the equivalent of you having a high level position in the NFL.
Listen,
it is the exact same thing, and you know nothing about football. By the way, you have how many master's degrees? It's not.
That's
like not
the point. The point is that you know I don't have an MBA in the NFL. You know this woman is being you know. Nominated to become a judge. Jason's laughing at me. Is that a stupid thing to say?
You said NBA and NFL. You're like, you don't even realize that you just like named two different sports associations.
I said MBA.
Oh, MBA. It sounded like you said NBA.
No, Masters of Business Administration, because he keeps talking about my degrees. And I do not have one in sports of any kind, I assure you. However, I make awesome spinach dip, and I am there for all the parties, and I cheer all the teams. So I'm
I make
good to
awesome
have
spinach dip. There you go. That's your contribution. Do you make chicken wings?
I make chicken wings. I make buffalo chicken wings.
I bet your chicken wings suck. I'll tell you why.
Oh my god, they do not suck.
I bet they totally suck. I bet you. Do you air fry them?
You know, no, you don't air fry chicken wings. What am I, an animal? That's not how I cook chicken wings.
How do you cook your chicken wings?
You make a buffalo wing sauce in the saucepan. You take them out, you put them on the grill, or you put them in the broiler, and then you put them in the sauce, and they're wonderful.
I actually like mine plain and seasoned with the special hand.
Yeah, you know what
seasoned.
That sounds like? That sounds terrible. So it turns out that you actually suck at this, not me.
And then you make them really moist by spraying it with avocado
don't use the
oil.
Word moist. It's just
you should be happy. I like something green. It's called avocado oil. Comes from a green. Whatever it is.
Is that how you say it? Avocado?
Avocado. Very weird way. Avocado. I don't know. I've lost control.
But all right, can we just talk about how you won't even say her last name? I think it's hysterical. He's like, judge on the end.
Judge on the end.
I mean, it's hysterical. I mean, I think it's probably nicer than butchering her name because her last name is very hard. But it's embarrassing. I mean, this is your profession. Like you're determining.
I don't have a senator in New York, so maybe I'll adopt Senator Kennedy. Maybe he'll accept me as like his constituent and take my calls.
Oh my gosh. That'd be hysterical.
My congressman is Santos. God help me.
Oh Lord. Oof.
Man.
No good.
Man.
What a mess that is.
All right. Rena is in New York. Rena, how are you? Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean. Longtime listener, longtime viewer. It's an honor to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you. The honor is all mine. Glad you checked in.
I wanted to just talk with you a little bit. You had a liberal caller last night towards the end of your show.
Yeah, Sam. He was on the radio show yesterday.
Great conversation. But I have to do something I've never done in my life. I'm a longtime Republican, always vote the party, conservative. I have to agree with him. And I feel terrible saying this, but we need to move on. We need to start talking about things that actually matter to the American public. Nothing is going to happen to Joe Biden. Yes, he's a liar. Yes, he's compromised. Yes, his son is a criminal. Yes, I agree with everything. But the Republicans are not ever going to do anything about it.
No, I disagree. I think it's way bigger than Hunter at all. I think, as Jim Comer said, this is an investigation into the president of the United States and whether there's been influence peddling. When we get to the money aspect, let's see how much Joe might have benefited from all of those, you know, business deals. And if he did, he will be impeached.
Ask you this, Sean. With the power that the Biden family has, the Democratic Party has, they're in cahoots with the FBI. They're in cahoots with the media. This is all a huge, this is not even a swamp. This is a quagmire. This is so deep.
Well, what do you want the Republicans to do? They are one half of one branch of government right now.
Exactly.
And so the only powers they really have are the power of the purse. And I believe they will be united in the fight against the debt ceiling. I think that'll happen. And I think they're united on their agenda. And then they have the power of subpoena. And that is, you know, that is an oversight check and balance that is critical to this republic.
Agreed with you. Agree. I agree completely. But I really think that we need to start talking about things that matter. Prices, schools. I mean, there are things that are really, really making an impact, or should be making a greater impact on.
Right, but they could pass legislation all day in the House, which they will do, to show a distinction and a difference, and put the Democrats on record that they are still beholden to the teachers' unions, mm-hmm. and against any real reform for education. They're more interested. It seems like more people are interested in CRT, transgender education, drag queen showing up in school than they are about reading, writing, math, science, and history.
In the meantime, Asia and Europe are teaching STEM, and they're kicking our butts because...
That's correct, and we spend more money per student per capita than they do, and we have the worst results. You're right.
Graduates who can't read. These are things that are really, really...
That's why a check and balance for the next 2 years is critical. And then beyond that, I'm hoping that the country wises up, and that will include Republicans changing their entire outlook on how they view elections. And that means they have to get in the ballot harvesting business as allowed by law in 49 states. And they have to adopt early voting and mail-in voting in the hopes that one day, hopefully, we'll switch back to, you know, same-day voting, paper ballots with, you know, voter ID, signature verification, et cetera. But right now they got to fight with the system they got. Democrats are outthinking Republicans on elections, and it's obvious now.
Right, right. And it's clear as a bell, because every time that there's a close election where the votes need to be recounted and it takes a few days, oddly enough, it's always a Democrat who comes out ahead. That's strange. Never works in advantage of in the advantage of a Republican.
No, never will either. Until Republicans have got to change their outlook on elections. It's not only about better ideas, kissing babies, shaking hands, doing selfies, press avails, town halls, and rallies. It's also about the ballot business. And you know, only one state requires the individual themselves to hand in their ballot. That's Alabama. All these swing states, Republicans better get in the Democratic game. Democratic candidate is tied. They don't even debate anymore, a lot of them. And they end up, you know, winning because they have millions, hundreds of millions of negative ads. And they are in the ballot harvesting business. Ballot harvesting is alive and well in many states in this country. And it's legal. I'm not telling Republicans to do anything illegal. I'm saying to match what the Democrats are doing legally and do it better than them. We can't start every election day down, 300, 700, a million votes and expect to win. You just can't. We put ourselves at a decided disadvantage. That has to change. Anyway, I could talk to you all day. God bless you. I appreciate you being out there. Quick break, right back. We'll continue straight to the phones. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Okay, let's get back to our busy phones. Tammy is in South Carolina. Hey, Tammy, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. We talked last year about the small farmers and small farmers in general.
You're talking about farmers. That's right. You're a farmer, right?
Farmers. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you farm again?
Big legs. We farm everything. We have two fields that we plant to our personal use. We don't sell any of this. We have chickens and we have pigs and we raise our own eggs. I mean, we have our own eggs. And that's the reason I called you. I heard you talking about eggs were like $10 a dozen in New York. They're not far behind you here in South Carolina, but I don't think people...
How much could I buy eggs for you, for a dozen from you for?
I sell them for $3.50 if you bring your...
Wow. I ought to order... Because I eat... Like today, for example, I had 4 egg whites, onions, and a little bit of chopped meat. That was my breakfast after I worked out.
Yeah, and just so happens we went to buy feed today, about 800 pounds of chicken feed and hog feed, and it was like $60 more than it was last month that we went and bought feed.
By the way, the margins for farmers, people need to understand, most farmers are not getting rich. They're struggling. Fertilizer costs of what? Twice what you paid a couple of years ago, right?
Probably 3 times what this year. I haven't checked on fertilizer, but I guarantee you they're up higher. We hadn't even checked on seed, but we decided we were going to have a garden. We weren't going to because it's just so hard. Last year our garden failed because it was so hot.
So I have a garden in my backyard. Many will be surprised to know. You know what happens to me every year? The deer that are in the neighborhood feast on it. And I'm sick and tired of the deer stealing my food.
Same here. Deer, rabbits, bears.
Yeah, I don't have bears that I know of. I do have foxes and possum and what else? Raccoons everywhere. I can't stand raccoons.
Yeah, those two. They're terrible here too. But, you know, this is the first time I've really been really, really concerned because the feed costs keep going up like that and fertilizer keeps going up. Gas keeps going up. Diesel keeps going up.
Well, let me say a couple things to you. It is terrible. You have no choice but to pass the costs on to consumers. You need to raise the price of your eggs. I'm just telling you, you gotta sell it at market rates. And whatever the market is where you are in South Carolina, that's if it's $7 a dozen, you need to raise your prices to compensate for all this extra money you're putting out because of Biden's failed policies. And then last thing I want to say to you is thank you. You know, we go to this store, we take for granted that all this food is available and our shelves are full usually. And it's only because of people like you and you sustain us and you're so good at what you do. Our farmers have perfected farming and I just find it one of the most noble professions out there. And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And don't forget the trackers, because without the trackers, the farmers wouldn't have
exactly
getting their food.
We love our truckers, too. We love all you guys. I appreciate more than ever all that you do every day. You know, look, I'm complaining about the cost of eggs, but so is everyone else. I can afford it. But you know what? Why am I paying 3 times what I was paying?
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as 3 unwanted people tried to enter his home. All 3 went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it's shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that could be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.